to the right, and he has the seam down to the corner. And does he hit the pylon? Do they say no? No, he's out at the 1 yard line. And it's going to be fourth down and goal from the 1 yard line. That was Lucas Ebright on the Wildcat keeper to the far sideline, and he's forced out of bounds at the 1 yard line, fourth and goal.
That's the right call. He did hit the pylon, but he's a right-handed player. The ball was in his right hand, and he hits the pylon with his left arm. That does not matter. He's going to be out at the one, technically the half-yard line.
Maybe the one-inch line.
And that's exactly right, but it's the right spot, the right call, and they're going to force Breckenridge to go forward here. And I know they're a spread team, but I would be surprised if they don't line up under center and let their quarterback push the pile ahead.
Power eye formation. Staley under, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Breckenridge. The Huskies score for the second time tonight, this afternoon, with 3:55 left in the third quarter. It's 12-0 Breckenridge.
There's not much you can do there. When he got down to the 1 yard line, you could just feel that that's coming, and that's all on snap count at that point. If your offensive lineman snaps it and the defense doesn't jump on it, typically they score, and that's a tough one there for Harbor Beach as they've let a couple opportunities slip through, and now they find themselves without a score in the game and now down two scores.
Trying to go for the extra point here. Kicking would be number 21. It's up through the – it hits the crossbar, hits the upright, and it's no good. So the extra point's no good. It's 12-0. Breckenridge leading Harbor Beach with 3:55 left in the third quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Devin Finkel gets the kickoff into his hands about the 10-yard line, gets out to about the 24-yard line, stopped by number 22, Grant Gillis. First and 10 for Harbor Beach at their own 24-yard line, trailing 12-0 to Breckenridge with 3 minutes and 48 seconds left in this third quarter.
Well, with or without a little help, Breckenridge was able to finally go down the field and score on this Harbor Beach defense. Really looking back at that fumble, that really costly for Harbor Beach. I thought they made a nice stop and popped that ball loose in time to recover, but they said he was down, and really Breckenridge never looked back. Now they lead by two scores with very little time left in the third quarter. So you're Harbor Beach, yes, you're down two scores. Now you have to accelerate the offense a little bit, and this is where Anderson's going to have to make a couple big throws, in my opinion.
Hand off to Devin Finkel, trying to go on the left side, and he's stood up at the original line of scrimmage. A stop made by number 71, Spencer Ramirez. He's starting to tack up on the tackles. That's his fourth of the evening. Second down, 10 to go, still at the 24-yard line.
That's at least three, if not four, this quarter, as they've really tried running off that left side and haven't had much luck here in the third.
12-0, Breckenridge leads Harbor Beach, the Pirates back on offense. This is their second drive this afternoon. That last touchdown drive for Breckenridge started their own 13-yard line and took 4 minutes and 16 seconds off the clock. Breckenridge has had the ball for over 18 minutes this game. Two wide to left, now man in motion. That's Nathan Seaman. And he's going to get the handoff around the left end. Jet sweep. He has positive yards. Still on his feet beyond the 30. And forced out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. Looks like he's going to be shy of the first down by about 2 yards. Third down and 2 upcoming for Harbor Beach at their own 31-yard line. Tackle made by number 30, Tyler Story.
I like the play call. You have to extend your playbook a little bit. Breckenridge is really kind of homed in on the Anderson keeper. They've taken Devin Puff and Finkel out of the game, so you kind of got to extend your playbook, and that's one of them. That's one thing Breckenridge has done a lot tonight, even in failed attempts, is get the receivers involved and get them around the outside and see if those wide receivers can block in space. Harbor Beach does a nice job. Nathan Seaman's able to turn it upfield for about 7 yards and make this third down manageable.
Two wide each way. It's going to be handoff to Devin Puff. Up until breaks free of one tackle, has the first down, and drags his pile all the way out to the 39-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 8 yards in the play. Tackle made by Peyton Huntoon for Breckenridge. Move the chains for Harbor Beach. First and 10 from their own 39.
It's been tough getting through that defensive line when they've run through the middle, but when they have, then that time Devin Puff, he's able to find a little bit of space and is able to maneuver around out there and get some nice yardage. He's broke a few tackles by that secondary. The secondary's been a little sloppy for Breckenridge trying to make some tackles. And if Harbor Beach can find a way to expose that, maybe they can put a score up here on the board, because with the way this game has been moving so quickly, this drive, if they don't score here, they're in deep trouble.
Two wide each way again. A handoff to Devin Finkel up the middle. Goes, veers to the left, has positive yards almost to midfield, and finally forced down at the 47-yard line. Stopped by Peyton Huntoon out of the secondary. It's going to be a gain of 8 on the play for Finkel, and second down and 2. Harbor Beach now trying to get a little bit more yardage under their belt.
When you start hearing Peyton Huntoon and a couple of these new names and tackle made in the secondary, that's what Harbor Beach is looking for. Now all of a sudden, they've gotten a couple plays here where they've gotten 6, 7, 8 yards. Second down is really short. If I'm me, Clark, I know what I'm calling play action here. We got to make something happen, and you need something to get your quarterback back into this game and get some confidence brewing for him.
2 minutes and some change left. Quarterback keeper up the middle, has the first down to the 49-and-a-half yard line. They're going to mark him down right at midfield. And there's a flag as they tried to add the field. Anderson's still on the field. And it looks like that'd be number 62. Reached in and nearly tried to punch him. That'd be Shriver Miller. He's a defensive end, 6'4", 250-pound senior. And that's going to be a 15-yard walk-off from this end of the play. So this is going to put Harbor Beach at about Breckenridge's 35-yard line. Harbor Beach will take that all day. That's the first penalty against Breckenridge this afternoon, aside from that false start. So it goes from a conversion on third down. They got 3 yards on that when they needed 2, and attack on another 15 yards after that.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what the point of that was if you're 62 of Breckenridge Miller. I guess I don't understand. You already had the first down was already achieved. The quarterback's already on the ground, but just a little jab in there, try to rip the football out, whatever it was. But it was blatant right in front of the official, and he certainly didn't like it. He threw that flag very quickly, and that's a cheap 15 yards for Harbor Beach.
And with 2:05 left in the third quarter, Breckenridge calls a timeout in the second half as it's 12-0. Breckenridge leading Harbor Beach. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
You do your best to protect your loved ones. And while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line after a personal foul against Miller of Breckenridge gives Harbor Beach a first and 10 inside Breckenridge territory. 2 minutes and 5 seconds left in the third quarter. Two wide to the right, one to the left, two men backfield with Anderson in the shotgun. Seaman now in motion, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper up the left, and Anderson streaks across the 30 and finally stopped at about the 27-yard line by number 58, Hunter Smith, after an 8-yard gain, second down and 2.
Well, the last time you put Nathan Seaman in motion, you handed it off to him, and he hit the defense for 7 quick yards. This time they put him in motion, snap the ball as soon as he goes by, a little action there to him, and he picks up that linebacker that's coming in free and sets the tone for Anderson. He's able to jolt right through through the middle, right off the backside of Seaman, who set the nice block and turn it upfield and get a nice gain there on first down.
Anderson with 64 yards this afternoon. Two wide to the left, two to the right. It's going to be Devin Finkel on the carry, and he stopped at the third. They're going to say he's on somehow in a second effort, gets back to the original line of scrimmage at the 28-yard line. Tackle made by number 50, Corbin Reed, as Breckenridge nearly had that for a loss of two, but Devin Finkel didn't stop and move the pile back to the original line of scrimmage.
Now, see, they didn't blow the whistle so quick there. They let him play, and Devin Finkel was able to get a couple yards where he should have lost four or five. That play was blown up by Spencer Ramirez. He was in the backfield, came untouched through that defensive line. Nobody picked him up, and that forced